Man, it's great to be back out here. It's been an eventful year for me. The support that I've had over these past 11 months, you know, from the fans, you know, has kept me motivated. I'm a pretty motivated guy, but just seeing their support, you know, it just continued to motivate me. Hearing from the guys and being around the guys, it's been great. I'm sorry I haven't been able to talk to you guys much. It's been a constant grind for me, and it's been all about, you know, trying to get better. So we're here now. I'm glad to see you all's faces again, and let's get things going.
Think you'll definitely play this season, and if so, when?
You know, right now I'm taking it one day at a time, and you know, I can't look too far down the road, and I have to live in the now, and like I said, I want to take it one day at a time, approach each day with the mindset that I want to get better, and that is the ultimate goal. But right now, you know, we're here in Mankato. I'm here to get better, support the guys, and be a better teammate. You know, I told myself that I wanted to do everything that I could to get better. And no offense to you guys, but, you know, doing interviews and, you know, different phone calls, it doesn't help me get better, you know, health-wise. And so everything I did in the past couple months has been for me. And I needed some time for myself to get better. And I've been getting better, and I'm going to continue to make progress.
Were you concerned that
No, you know, I've always had faith, and faith has gotten me this far, and it's going to continue to take me even further.
Take us through the play. Take us through the play that this happened.
You know, it was just a play action pass, and I can't even remember. It was so long ago, but just remember being out there laying on the ground, and you know, the biggest thing I remember was the guys, you know, supporting me. You know, as I was out there on that ground, you know, different guys came up holding my hand, praying for me and things like that. So, you know, it just says a lot about the character of the guys that we have around here, and I'm thankful to be a part of this team.
Lenny, what went through your mind when you took that step and your knee went out?
I just knew something didn't feel right. And it happened. It made me a better person, I can say that much. And it made me very appreciative to life. And you never know when something you love can be taken from you, you know, within the blink of an eye. So for me, you know, like I said, it just made me appreciate the small things in life. And throughout the process, you know, whether it was learning how to walk again, you know, putting your pants on, just the little things you have to appreciate, and I'm very appreciative.
Process.
Say that again.
The message from the coaching staff, just working it through, coming back, was that
like? You know, the coaching staff, you know, they've been great, you know, and they understand, and we all understand that it's going to take some time. So that's been the message, you know, continue to just try to get better each day, you know, and whenever my body knows it's ready, whenever my mind says it's ready, then we go from there. But the coaching staff has been great, very supportive.
Talk about the emotional grind and just sort of the importance of staying positive throughout all this.
Man, it's been one grind, and the best thing that I had going for me is that I've had an experience with having to fight, watching my mom, you know, battle breast cancer. So I come from an amazing DNA where we're fighters. So you know, there you have your days, you know, where you don't see the progress, but you know, it's a long process, and you know, I'm in it for the long haul. You know, I want to be, you know, the best version of Teddy that I can be, and you know, it's a roller coaster that you go on. But for me, I've had so much support that, you know, I've had more great days than I had bad days, and I'm very appreciative of that.
Have doctors told you that you'll be 100% someday, or is there a chance your mobility will be affected? What if they told you about when you're fully healed?
You know, that's something I'd rather not talk about. You know, when I visit the doctors, you know, whatever, you know, Rick or Coach Jim discuss, you know, to you guys, you know, I'll leave it at that. But for me, you know, I'm focused on just getting better each day, one day at a time.
Was there any contact on that play, or was it just a wrong twist, or how did this?
You know, it was no contact. Probably just a bad step. Put a lot of force into the ground, and, you know, pretty sure the knee just gave out.
What can you do mobility-wise, drop-back-wise, football-wise? What can you do?
You know, I'm taking my drops, and you know, you guys saw in the spring I was throwing to the wide receivers and things like that. So, you know, each day is just about making progress.
Teddy, we see the Instagram videos all the time. We see the video of you practicing and training camp. How close is that to how you were prior to the injury?
I can't even, you know, tell you. You know, right now I'm still, you know, in the process of, you know, learning my body all over again. You know, and it's been fun because you learn new things about yourself that you didn't know before. And you find different strengths and weaknesses, and you try to tweak everything so that everything is a strength. So, you know, right now, you know, I'm focusing on just, you know, my overall body from head to toe, and that's what's most important.
Teddy, how does the situation feel going forward as to whether it's long term, this is your team or Sam's team?
You know, right now, you know, I can't even think long term, like I said. I have to take it one day at a time. Just like I said, within the blink of an eye, you know, it was taken away from me. So right now, I have to just focus on Teddy, you know, and trying to get healthy. And the rest will take care of itself.
Is it frustrating to be on the PUP right now, and do you have any expectations of coming off sometime
soon? And the good thing about it is it just gives me more time to get healthy. You know, and that's how I look at it. You know, we have a great training staff here, and they're going to push me, and I'm going to continue to push them. We've been attacking this rehab with so much aggression that, you know, I think everyone's excited. So, no, we're going to take it one day at a time. We're going to continue to push each other and try to get healthy.
Has anybody reached out to you who has a similar injury or who had a similar injury and given you any encouragement or talked about their experience?
Yeah, I've talked to numerous guys, but, you know, the common theme is, you know, take your time. You know, I've talked to some guys who came back too soon. I've talked to some guys who took their time. So, the biggest thing is I just have to know when my body is ready, you know, I'll be ready.
Who are a few of those guys?
You know, I talked to Frank Gore, Willis McGahee, different guys who've, you know, had similar injuries to me. And, you know, those guys have been great mentors to me and kept me motivated.
Sitting out last year, were you able to learn anything, you know, in a football sense? Because, you know, you started for a while and all of a sudden you got to look back and observe.
Yeah, I got to learn different things about the game and, you know, it allowed me to, you know, reassess myself also as a player. You know, I was able to study myself, see some of the things that I didn't do well, how can I improve in those areas, and I was able to watch, you know, our team play last year, and, you know, those guys had a great season. Guys did some things well, and I was able to take away from that, and I want to try to apply it to my game.
Were you ever in danger of possibly losing your leg? That had been expected.
It was probably, I don't know. You know, I just know that I was in the back of the truck, and Suggs was back there with me, and we had a conversation. And I'm pretty sure both of us were pretty nervous about that conversation. But, you know, I'm glad that everyone reacted in a timely manner, and we were able to, you know, save my leg, if that's what you want to call it.
Teddy, did you understand why the Vikings didn't pick up your fifth-year option, and you're in the last year of your contract? Now is your goal to remain long-term with the Vikings regardless?
Yeah, I understand what's going on, and you know, but I try not to get into the contractual stuff. You know, I leave that to my agent. You know, my primary focus is football and getting healthy, so that's what I'm here to talk about right now.
Is this where you
want to
be long-term
now
with the Vikings?
Yeah, you know, I just want to continue to play football at the end of the day. Like I said, it was taken away from me 11 months ago. So to even be having this conversation about continuing to play football, you know, that just continues to motivate me right there, you know, knowing that, you know, I get to continue to live out my dream.
Has your knee responded to the rehab about how you expected, faster than you expected, slower?
You know, I didn't know what to expect. You know, it's something different. You know, I've had rehabs for other injuries, but the knee, you know, was something that was new to me. And I've been feeling good. The sessions have been great. And I've been just continuing to be motivated.
Teddy, do you have a target date for return that you just don't want to share, or do you not know?
I don't know. You know, like I said, I'm taking it one day at a time. And I'm not trying to look too far down the road. And each day, the mindset is to get better and get healthy.
Ted, you mentioned you're kind of having to relearn your body now. What's something physically that you're looking for yourself to be able to do to let yourself know that I'm back, I'm ready to go?
You know, for me, it's I train myself that if I can do, you know, a movement one time, I know that I can do it forever. You know, and that's the thing. It's a mental battle, you know, having to trust, you know, your body, having to trust, you know, being able to do different movements again. So for me, it's knowing that if I can do something one time, I can do it forever.
You talk about that mental battle. What's been the toughest part of this process about just not being able to play the game of football that you love?
Just not being out there, you know, with the guys. You know, I eat, sleep, breathe football, you know. And when I'm on the sidelines having to watch those guys, you know, make big plays or have fun out there, you know, it does something to you. And but in a good way, you know, it motivates you to, hey, I need to get back out there so I can have some fun with those guys.
And has this all changed your career goals or career expectations long term?
Not at all. You know, if anything, it's motivated me, you know, to want more, you know, out of this game and out of life.
Throughout the rehab, has it been all progress or have there been some setbacks?
It's been all progress, you know, some slow progress, but, you know, slow progress is better than no progress. So, you know, and the thing that I like about it is, you know, there are some days where you're doing exercises and you're like, man, I don't see any gains, but, you know, you won't see every gain. And but you'll wake up that next day and you'll notice the difference. And it just makes you want to do more and more. So I'm at that point where, you know, I'm going to continue to push Suggs and his staff, and they're going to push me, and we're going to get everything we can out of this.
Who have you relied on most to keep you focused during this last 11 months?
You know, I have a great supporting cast with my family, and, you know, I've leaned on them, and they've been very supportive throughout this entire process.
Hey, from this doctor's got to look at the knee. Was there any predisposition that this might have? I mean, did they find anything that...
No. No, it was just a freak accident, I guess. You know, I think, like I said, that first initial hit or contact, you know, that will, you know, tell me, hey, I can do this. Like I said, if I can do it one time, I know that I can do it forever.
Teddy, from what doctors have told you, is there any chance that you won't be able to resume your career?
No, not at all. You know, and that's the good thing about all of this. You know, I get to continue to live out my dream. You know, we don't know when it's going to happen, but, you know, for me, I know that it's going to happen.
How well are you able to run at this point?
Pretty good, you know. you guys, if you guys saw me in the spring, you know, I did different exercises on the sidelines, on the opposite field while the team were doing drills as a part of my rehab, so I think I can run pretty good. I'll probably beat you in a foot race. Yeah. You never know.
Talk about your relationship with Sam. I mean, this was your offense. He came in last year and took over and did some really good things. Talk about how you guys support each other.
Sam is great. You know, he's all about football. And that's what you want. You know, a guy who's, you know, determined to get the best out of everyone in the room. You know, everyone in that room motivates each other. And to see, for Sam to do what he did last year, you know, that was impressive. You know, to come in, you know, as the season started, and to do what he did, you know, it's very impressive. And I'm glad to be in the same room as him. You know, I get to pick his brain. He gets to pick my brain, or we get to challenge each other. And that only makes the team better.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, guys.
Just came out a little bit.
Yeah. Are you coming with me? No, fine.